Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Cozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Forrest Thompson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Forrest Thompson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Mitchell moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar misplays the ball. That's an error on Cozar. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Hegan scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Forrest Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Kozar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn strikes out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it, throws to second, with Boudreau covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell strikes out. 1 out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman misplays the ball. That's an error on Christman. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christman for the out. 2 outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Forrest Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost strikes out. 2 outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 2 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Clark pinch hits for Forrest Thompson. Jim Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kozar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stewart. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman misplays the ball. That's an error on Christman. Lemon scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-4 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-3 in the game. Kozar strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.